This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 16th, 2025. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, honors Phil Karn, KA9Q, as the recipient of the 2025 Mary Hobart K1MMH Medal of Distinction. He was presented the honor at the ARRL donor reception on May 15th at the National Museum of the United States Air Force at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio. The annual event kicks off ARRL's activities around Dayton Hamvention. Karn is a graduate of Cornell University and Carnegie Mellon University with degrees in electrical and computer engineering and has retired from a technology career including Bell Labs, Bellcore, and Qualcomm. He is founder of AMPRNet. He is founder and past president of Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC. That's a private foundation that exists to support amateur radio and digital communication science and technology through grants and scholarships and the management of 44Net. Phil continues to serve on the ADRC Board of Directors. The work of ADRC has contributed approximately $30 million back to amateur radio since 2020. Karn has been licensed since he was 15 years old. It's been a major factor in my life, directly and indirectly, he said. Karn views amateur radio as a creative outlet. I'm an engineer, so I need an outlet for my technical ideas. I'm retired, so amateur radio now fulfills that need. It's very gratifying to see others using your ideas and works, said Karn. Mary Hobart, K1MMH, was ARRL's first director of development. She passed away in 2021. The medal named in her honor is intended to be given to those individuals or couples who have given the rest of our small community the inspiration to reach higher with their own philanthropic support of ARRL and amateur radio. Karn hopes that others follow his lead, contributing to the future of amateur radio. He says there is no real secret to being a leader, just participate. You can read more about our recipient of the 2025 award at ARRL.org. ARRL has renewed defense of the 902-928 MHz amateur radio band and, in a recent filing, encouraged the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to listen to industry stakeholders about the detrimental impacts that changes to the 902-928 band would have on current users. The FCC is considering a petition by NextNav Incorporated, a licensee in the 900 MHz Location and Monitoring Service, LMS, to reconfigure the 902-928 MHz band to obtain more spectrum for itself and replace the LMS with high-powered 5G cellular and related positioning, navigation, and timing PNT services that would supplement GPS. ARRL filed comments opposing NextNav's proposal in September of 2024. ARRL's latest filing was submitted on May 13, 2025, by the Association's Washington Council in response to an inquiry initiated by the Commission to consider more broadly ways to improve and harden GPS. ARRL's response echoes concerns of many others and underscores the need to improve and harden the GPS system in a manner that doesn't impact radio amateurs and other users of the 902-928 MHz band. The band supports an extraordinary number of unlicensed consumer devices, such as consumers both inside and outside of the United States, with which radio amateurs coexist. You can read more and see the entire filing at ARRL.org. Next Generation DX track videos are now available. ARRL has published an 8-video series about the next generation of DXing. The all-day seminar was captured at the 76th International DX Convention held April 11th through the 13th, 2025, in Visalia, California. It features expert panelists with deep knowledge of the current state of the art in the DX position world. The group of panelists covered everything from financing and planning of a DX position to getting permits, arranging logistics, planning out equipment, managing both remote and local operators, dealing with problems, and much more. The latest technology being used in DX positions was explained in detail, including radio in a box, RIB, Starlink, software-defined radios, and the latest digital modes such as FT8 Super Fox. ARRL provided the video equipment and staff to record and produce the content, but it was created by the thought leader panelist. That content is available now at ARRL HQ YouTube channel as a playlist, and you can read more and find all of the links of the sessions at ARRL.org. The grand opening of the newly constructed Cape Greenot Amateur Radio Station is scheduled for Saturday, May 31st, 2025, beginning at 2 o'clock p.m. The station, located in the basement of Malshop Lodge at Yarmouthport, Massachusetts, is the culmination of efforts by members of the Barnstable Amateur Radio Club, BARC. The club received an ARRL Club Grant Award of $25,000 in September of 2022 to partner with the Cape and Island Boy Scout Council to build, install, and operate an amateur radio station, and they did just that. There were also contributions from many local businesses and the support Cape and Island Council leadership. The station will provide an opportunity for scouts to experience and learn about the excitement of amateur radio. Volunteers from BARC will be providing radio merit badge training and amateur radio licensing courses on an ongoing basis. Organizers believe that today's amateur radio is a mix of cutting-edge computer technology and broadcast engineering, which offers a chance for scouts to get a start on a science or engineering career. All amateur radio operators and the public is invited to that event. Contact the BARC for more information. Amateur radio operator Bob Yosewaite, WA3PZO, was a member of the 1980 Olympic torch relay team that guided the Olympic flame from Langley Air Force Base in Virginia to Lake Placid in New York. He recently visited the Lake Placid Olympic Museum, which is celebrating the 45th anniversary of the 1980 Winter Olympics. His main job during that event was to help coordinate communications along the 1,000-mile route. The communication challenges were described as the most difficult of the Winter Olympics, and amateur radio was seen as the only service to meet that challenge. Recently, Yosewaite traveled to the museum to meet with staff to review a large collection of Torch Run memorabilia that he donated. Bob also participated in a Touch the Torch program, in which the museum visitors could ask him questions about the Torch Run as well as hold a 1980 Olympic torch. He received an Olympic Appreciation Medal for his service. Bob is an ARRL member and holds an advanced class license. He served on the ARRL Public Relations Committee for over 10 years and received the ARRL Phil McGann Award in 1996. Currently, his picture and story are on display at the museum. Ted Randall Klimkowski, WB8PUM, longtime host of the amateur radio QSO show, passed away on Sunday, May 11, 2025, at his home in Lebanon, Tennessee. The amateur radio QSO show offered amateur radio operators an opportunity to tell their stories, share their life experience in amateur radio and shortwave radio, and featured guests who have ties to the community. Former CQ magazine editor Rich Moseson, W2VU, recalls the show brought ham radio to a broader audience of shortwave listeners, frequently broadcasting live from major hamfest. One of my favorite things to do was to join in his annual hotel lobby roundtable at the Huntsville Hamfest, where Ted would gather five or six leaders in the hobby and industry, pass out microphones, and we'd talk about all sorts of ham radio topics. It was fun to do and fascinating to hear so many perspectives. Ted will be missed. Klimkowski held an amateur radio general class license and in 2009 was awarded the ARRL Bill Lenner Award, W2SKE Professional Media Award. Funeral arrangements are pending. Tuesday, May 13th, 2025 was celebrated in and around Puerto Rico as Amateur Radio Day. It's an activity that has been in operation for more than a century and has undergone different challenges and advances over the years. In June 1996, the second Tuesday of May in each year was designated Puerto Rico's Amateur Radio Day. In honor of this year's event, a proclamation was issued by the Department of State and signed by Governor Jennifer Gonzalez that includes a mention of the 100th anniversary of the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and the fact that there were more than 5,000 amateur radio licensees in Puerto Rico. The event received some pretty good publicity on social media and local radio stations. Special amateur radio nets were organized for the day, offering electronic certificates for the contacts that were made. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. If you are new to satellites or have dabbled in it a bit and have a question or are confused about something, a great resource is the AMSAT Bulletin Board. There you will find satellite operators that can answer your questions. There are many new operators as well as seasoned operators. I would venture to say that just about any question you have about working satellites, operating the radio, setting up your rotor, or tracking software, someone will be able to respond to your question. You can subscribe to the AMSAT-BB by going to mailman.amsat.org. select AMSAT BB, and subscribe. An account is not necessary. Just enter your email address and press submit. You will receive a reply asking to confirm your subscription, and you're done. After that, you can post a question or answer by sending it to amsat-bb@amsat.org. Another very good source is amsat.org. There you can click on the Satellite Resources tab, and you can find out just about everything you want to know concerning current satellites, their frequencies, and if they are operational. There is even an online past prediction software. Plug in your lat long and the satellite you would like to work, and passes will be returned for your location. Print it out and have it ready for your next satellite pass. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on May 17th, the UNDX contest, that's CW and phone. May 17th and 18th is Majesty King of Spain contest, CW there. Also on the 17th and 18th of May, the Arkansas QSO party, CW phone and digital. May 20th, the ICWC medium speed test, CW. The RSGB 80-meter club championship, digital. That's on May 21st. And on May 22nd, the NAQCC CW sprint. The March 24th through the 25th, the CQ Worldwide MPX contest, that's CW. May 26th, the QRP ARCI Hoot Owl Sprint, that's CW. May 27th, the QCX Challenge, CW Phone and Digital. May 28th, it's the Phone Weekly Test, that's phone, of course. And on May 29th, it's the RSGP 80-meter club championship, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, May 16th through the 18th, of course, the Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. May 30th through June 1st, CPAC hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention, that's in Seaside, Oregon. June 8th, it's the Breeze Shooters Hamfest hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention, that's in Butler, Pennsylvania. And on June 21st, the Knoxville Hamfest hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. And this reminder, the 2025 Dayton Hamvention is underway now at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio. Gates opened at 9 a.m. on Friday morning, and everyone is ready, including ARRL. We're in the Tesla building with an on-site crew to answer your questions and a great lineup of forums. You can make the most out of your time at the Dayton Hamventions with the free ARRL Events app. That app includes Hamvention's full program, so you can browse and schedule forums, preview the extensive list of exhibitors, and find affiliated events. And during the event, attendees can also use the app to follow other features for the hourly prize drawings populated by the Dayton Hamvention Prize Committee, and browse building and site maps. The app's available for Apple and Android smart devices. You may also access the web browser version, which is optimized for nearly any browser or other type of mobile device. Hope to see you there. And finally this week, thanks to the Douglas County Amateur Radio Club in Lawrence, Kansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.